Back now with Day to Day, and have you heard this financial news yet? The Federal Reserve says it's going to further help unclog the financial system with a new plan that's going to help money market mutual funds. The Fed will be buying what's called commercial paper. These are short-term loans for businesses. Now, a lot of money market money does go there. And with some people pulling cash even out of money market funds, regulators want more money in the system to keep credit flowing or maybe get it flowing. This is why people can't sleep at night. And a lot can't. And we know because we listen to the series Hearing Voices.
Hi, this is Mike White, 54-year-old male Caucasian with insomnia. It's bothered me all of my life. I think if somebody said, what's the one thing you want out of life? I think I might say, a good night's sleep. Well, it's 5:41. Not much going on. Watch some TV. Wanted to make something to eat, but I have no appetite whatsoever. And that, I'm sure, is one of the results of being an insomniac. Actually, when I do get up around 2 o'clock or so, sometimes 3, I'm pretty numb. I just go through the motions. I shower, I shave, I get something to eat. It's just a feeling that nothing you do is going to affect life as I know it. It's going to be the same thing over and over and over. Depending upon how much sleep I have or don't sleep, I'll hear voices. And sometimes I'm hearing the voices, and they're coming directly from the TV. You might say, oh, well, of course, that's why it's TV. Of course there's voices coming from it. Not when they're talking directly to me and they know my first name. I'm cognizant enough to know that I am stuck in limbo here between reality and insomnia. Part of my brain is in bed. The other part of mine is getting done the things that I need to get done. And I'll wake up and for whatever reason think it's Tuesday or maybe it's Sunday. You know, because of my sleeping disorder, I'll miss a day or skip one or sometimes it's hard keeping track. Okay. Let's see. This is the living room, and it's the insomnia started when I was probably 16. I was having hard times getting to sleep, and I started drinking because drinking would put me to sleep. I didn't know at that time just what booze was going to do. I found out. This went on. I would try to get to sleep by just about anything that I could. And for some reason, I like depressants. Tylenol, Seconal, anything at all. I enjoyed those. It wasn't so much that I enjoyed them. I was able to get to sleep. And I always, and to this day, still feel when I get up that I haven't gotten enough sleep. I don't know why, but Angel. Yes, little girl. Oh, I love my cats. Yep, they're the best. One thing I don't do anymore, even if I'm in my deepest depression, is that I don't try to answer the question, what is the meaning of my life? I've hit the answer, I think, and it works for me, and it's just so terribly simple. And that is, go down to Commercial Street and walk to the Main State Pier and then sit there and watch the sun come up. That pretty much sums it up for me. The meaning of life. And in a drunken insomniac's living room.
Mike White came to us wide awake from the new NPR series, Hearing Voices.